One of the core topics of the beginning of Masechet Shavuos is Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And really, by extension, all the different Se'irim that were brought, together with the Musafim, that were brought on Shchodesh and on Yontif, right? You go through the Parsha of the Musafim and Parshas Pinchas, so the primary Musaf was an Oilah, Parim, Elim, Kvasim, but in addition to that, the Musafin involved a Chatas, it was a goat, and it was one singular goat. And what we saw is that the Sa'ir was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash for Kaddish of related things. Major Machloikis Tanam, a whole bunch of different Cheshbonis, but super high level. What was the Sar Mechaper for? The Sar of the Musaf was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And I think that it's a little bit Sarach Beer. Why is it that the Sar, the one Chatas that was brought together with the Musafin, was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav? Nothing fancy, just Pashit Sarach Beer. Now, an easy way out of this Sarach Beer is it's above our pay grade. And if it's above our pay grade, then really, there's nothing to be said, and there's nothing that needs to be said. But I think it's kedai to at least try to be megala tefach of this inyan a little bit, and maybe there is something that we could walk away with in terms of understanding why would it be that together with the musafin, there was a karban chatas that was brought, it was a singular male goat, and the purpose of this goat was to be metama for different inyanim related to mikdash v'kadosh. So maybe the pshat is, we mentioned yesterday that the carbon musaf, although is a separate carbon, but really it was an add-on to the carbon tamid. Every time the Torah mentions the carbon musaf, it references the carbon tamid. Oilas Shabbas b'Shabbatoi, al oilas haTamid v'niska. Usir izem echol echatos l'Hashem. This is referring to uberashi chacheichem. Al oilas haTamid yeyase v'niska. On Pesach, we would bring the carbon musaf, and there the pasuk says it even sharper. Milvad oilas haboiker asher lo oilas haTamid tasu es eila koeila. Right, but it was milvad oilas haboiker asher lo oilas haTamid. We mentioned yesterday l'shoyne azov of Rashi in Masechtas Yuma Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where Rashi says that as it relates to the carbon musaf, being that it says over there milvad oilas haboiker mashma dezem moisif al dvar yoyim beyoyimoy, that the carbon musaf isn't just an independent carbon that was punk brought on these days, but the whole tachlis, the whole tayelis, the whole matar of the carbon musaf was lahoisef. It's an add-on. You're being moisef on the carbon tamid. We mentioned yesterday from Rav Soloveitchik, who said that maybe that's why on Yontif and on Rosh Chodesh we go and we add a tefillah, and the tefillah that we add is a tefillahs musaf. On many Yom Tovim there were additional karbanos that were brought, and we don't add tefillahs for that. Chayrif, the whole idea of adding a tefillah is when Nisham Parm Sfaseinu, that Penach Bisvan Shabes Amikdash Kayim. But now, what are we supposed to do? So then, Lochayrif, maybe on Shavuos, there should be a tefillah connected to Kifsei Atzeres, there should be a tefillah connected to Shtei Alechem. And by the way, not only is there no tefillah, but even in Musaf, there's no askara for it. We don't even mention it. Why doesn't it at least get a shout out, Lochayrif, you would think? So he said, Hafalik, because the Gemara says in Brachas Chavav Amin Beis, that what was the yisoid of the three tefillahs? Why do we daven three times a day? Tefillah Kineget Tmidim Tiknon. I mean that the tefillahs were Kineget Tmidim Tiknon, so really the whole Yisrael of tefillahs Kineget the carbon tamid. When we daven, it's not Kineget all the carbonis, it's not some general, obscure Unishama Parms Faseno, let's chaparai all the carbonis we can chaparai. That's not what's going on. It's Kineget Tmidim. So if the tefillahs are Kineget the Tmidim, so it's mistaber that there should be a tefillah Kineget the Musaf, because on a day that there was a carbon Musaf, the tamid is a halba maisa. The tamid on the Musaf is missing out on a chela, because the Musaf is the add-on, it's the addendum, it's the nisfach, right? It's the appendix of the actual carbon. So if there's a tefillah for the Talmud, medafah but not tefillah for the Musaf, it's all one and the same. Incidentally, one ha'ara on this, I mean, it's klar, this is the emes, but just one ha'ara on this is, we know nashim achayiv and tefillah. Saying that, we've mentioned many times the chiddush of the Psalmim Roish, Rabbi Kedega brings in Shulchan Aruch, that Yudin the Tzlach and Brachas Tavchav goes with this and a little bit of a different nosach. But the Gedolei Achreinim all said that even though Nashim Achayiv and Tefillah, but they're potter from Tefillahs HaMusaf. Right? The Psalmim Roish said it's because the Musaf was financed by the Machzis HaShekel, and Nashim were potter from Machzis HaShekel. So they have no Shaykhis to the Kabbal Musaf, they have no Shaykhis to the Kabbal Musaf, they have no Shaykhis to the Tefillahs Musaf. The Nadi Yehuda said that it's because it's a mitzvah's Esesh as Mangarama. And even though the Gemara says that all tefillah, being that it's babayker be'arvet zarayim, should be mitzvah eshesh hazman gerama. But the Gemara says, being that it's rachmi, it's different. But musaf is not rachmi, it's just kineged a carbon. And being that it's kineged a carbon, it doesn't have the bechin of rachmi. So if it doesn't have the bechin of rachmi, so said the noy to be Yehuda, noshim are going to be potter. It's just interesting. It comes out that on this day, where the Talmud really has the add-on, noshim ashayach tit ikachi of tefillah, which is kineged the Talmud, but the hisafa to it, which is the musaf, that they don't have a shaykhis to. But regardless, we saw klar that the side of the carbon musaf is not just an independent carbon, but rather it's a hisafa on the carbon tamid. If that's the case, I don't think it's a stretch to say, in fact, I think it's extremely logical to say, that if you want to understand the carbon musaf a little bit better, it starts by understanding the carbon tamid a little bit better, right? Having a little bit of oimik in Havana of the carbon musif fangt sich an von Umfang with understanding the carbon tamid. Because really, what is the carbon musif? It's al oilas atomid veniska, right? That's what it is. It's mulvad oilas aboike, ashello oilas atomid, tasu azela. So really, the starting point to understanding the carbon musif and its essence, simple math, nothing fancy, I don't think any chiddush, is by understanding the carbon talmud. So what was the carbon talmud? So that's obviously a loaded question, but I think it's kedai to revisit an Abar Benel that we said over a few months ago. I saw it in Zeis Liakov from Agoyin Agodah Reb Shmuel Yankiv, and this is in his Zeis Liakov in Parshas Tetzave. It's on the psukim that talk about the carbon talmud, where he brought from the Abar Benel, that the Abar Benel made a diak, that if you take a look at the psukim in the Torah that talk about the carbon tamid, so it's right here in Parshas Pinchas, Vayidabre Hashem al Moshe Leimar, Tzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleim, es karboni lachmi li'ishai, reyach nichoichi tishmeru, lahakrav li b'mayate. By the way, I mean, just to be 100% clear, what's the end of Parshas Pinchas? If you ask somebody, what's Parshas Pinchas? So it starts, Pinchas ben Alos ben Aharon HaKohen, right? That's what all the Chumash read is. And then, you know, every time you're laning, if you don't have a siddur that has the Kriyas HaTorah, you have to mishun to Parshas Pinchas, because that's where Maftar is, right? Because that's where the Musafin is. Parshas Pinchas is not the parish of the Karbanos. Karbanos are mentioned in other places in the Torah. It's the Musafin. How does the parish of the Musafin begin? And then you go to the Musafim. Because if you don't mention the Talmud, there's no Musaf. The whole heft of the Musaf is the Hisaf on the Talmud. It's Pasha. Just learn the Chumash. It's so obvious that's what's going on over here. And by the way, to make it 100% clear, the Parsha of the Talmud is mentioned in another place in the Torah. It's mentioned Parsha Tetzaveh. So why is it mentioned again over here in Parsha Pinchas? It's Bishul Davish and because really the Musaf is a chiddush in the Talmud. Here on these days the Talmud's an Andrusar Talmud. On these days the Talmud kumet Daisaf. What's Daisaf? It's the carbon Musaf. That's why it's called Musaf. It's Daisaf on the carbon Talmud. Klar. But either way, he said that Bar Benel Dover Nifla. He said the pasuk says Savas Bnei Yisrael v'yamart aleihem es karboni lachmi liishai reyach nichoichi tishmeru lahakrav li b'mayada. So he said every single carbon is a carbon. Every single carbon is referred to as the lechem elikov, right? It's achilas mizbeach. It's some meichel that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single carbon is oilo l'reach nichayach. But there's one carbon where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, vayedaber havaya al Moshe leimar, that amart aleim, go tell the Bnei Yisrael, es karboni lachmi, Reach nichoichi tishmeru lahakli b'mayadei, and that's the carbon talmud. Said the Abar Benel, every single carbon that was brought for some toyeles. You over chayve krisus b'shoigig, you bring a chatas. If it's shvus pitu, shvus eidus, mikdash v'kadoshav, you bring an oil of a yoyreid. Hashem shifcha charufa, you know what carbon you have to bring. Right, every carbon, arbitzrich lahoidus, you bring the carbon taito. Opposite the ain't carbon, said that Abar Benel, that has no shaykhs to anybody else. The whole heft of the carbon, zokte evishis, is minor carbon. It's carboni, it's lachmi, it's reyach nichoichi. And what's that? That's the carbon tomet. Abba Barbanel said, that's why the pasuk says, Tishmeru lahakli b'mayad. Now the Gemara darshans things from the word Tishmeru, Teresh v'alpeh. But says that Abba Barbanel, in Teresh v'iksav, Tishmeru is coming to say that if a yid's going to bring a carbon for himself, so of course he's going to watch it. He's going to be very careful it comes out good. Oh, but this carbon really is not for the yid. This carbon is 100% for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And being that it's 100% for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's for that reason, said that Abba Barbanel, the Torah had to be mazat Tishmeru. Make sure you're going to watch it. Because if you, being that it's, you have no interest in it, you have no vested tayelas in it, so maybe you're going to be negligent. And that's why dafka by the carbon tomet, the Torah was mazer, and the Torah said, Tishmeru lakrali b'mayadai, because it's dafka over here that you need this extra azar, because this carbon is brought solely and exclusively for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means the carbon tomet, in the words of the Abba Barbanel, was a carbon that was brought kol kulay for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, any tayelas we get from it is bederech grama. The tachlis of the carbon is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if the musif is like the tamid, it's the add-on to the tamid, then l'chari, the musif should follow this basic fundamental signun, right? Has to be. If it's muvad eilas abayker, and the heft of the eilas abayker is karboni, it's lachmi, it's reyach nichoichi, then l'chari, the carbon musif had to be the same way. That means the yisoid of the carbon musif was a carbon, an added carbon on special days for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day, this esakeves echatasa baboyker, veisakeves hasheni tasa bein arboy. But on certain days, we tell the Eibush, I'm going to bring you more. And the more is parim bnei bakishnayim, v'ayolechot, kvasim bnei shana shivet tamimim, and included in that is usir izim echol lechatas l'Hashem. That means the yisoid of this seir izim, like the rest of the musif, like the underlying carbon, which is the carbon tomet, is what? What's the tayelis for it? The tayelis for it is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be. It's for that reason. Chazal understood. And that's the pnimius of this inyan, of why it is that what was the sar mechaper for? The sar was mechaper for Mikdash for Kadoshah. And it's poshet. What was the Beis HaMikdash? Right? Let's go back to the first time that the Yidden were commanded to build the Beis HaMikdash. They were actually commanded to build a Mishkan. V'asu li Mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. Pshutai shal mikro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want the Shechina to be b'tachtoinim. Right? As soon as there was a Mishkan, it was Shechina b'tachtoinim ki yadua. The Vilna Gaon. And the Shechina came down. And the Shechina needed a place to live. Right? You go to the Kosel. What's the Hergish? This is the house of the Shechina, and look at it. It's mamish. It's completely destroyed. You hear koilis that your ears don't want to hear, right? That's a Yiddish Hergish. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. And it's completely desolate. And we're somewhat responsible for it. It's not a geschmack of feeling. But the bottom line is, for Asuli Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. It's the Ebishter's house. What's Kachim? Now, what is kachim? How many times does the Torah say kachim is lechem aleikav? Right, Parshas Emor is a exhibit A. Kedoshim yiu leiloi keyem, v'lo yichalu shem eloi keyem, ki es ishe Hashem lechem eloi keyem, he makriv v'hoyu kodesh, v'kidashtoi, ki es lechem eloi kecha hu makriv. Right, over and over and over again. Dabra laharim v'ema ishmi zarach l'dayroisi mashiyir boi mum lo yikrov l'hakrim lechem eloi kav. This pasuk, the carbon tomet is karboni lachmi. The Mikdash is the bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh is the lechem. It's the food of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kapara of the chatos of the musif is kol kuloi l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean that it's kol kuloi l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's coming to be mechaper for the Eibishter's geschäften. It's the Eibishter's achen. The bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'asu li mikdash, it's the lechem aleikav, it's the lechem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to add one knetch, and that is, that where does the Torah mention the Azara? We learned these psukim together last week. Where does the Torah mention the Azara, that someone that's Tom is not allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash? It's in Parashas Nasai, it's in Bamidbar Perikei Pasuk Aleph, v'idaber havaya el moed sholemer, tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'yishalchu min ha-machana, kol tzorua, V'chol zav, v'chol tomei lo nefesh, etc., etc., etc. The Ramban says, if you take a look in the Ramban, it's like the Ramban quote, Acha sheheikim es ha-mishka, immediately after HaKamas HaMishka. Meaning, if you're following Cheshbon, Bamidbar Nasai talks about HaKamas HaMishka, and then the Golem, how the Yidden traveled, and all related to the Mishkan, but What's the first thing the Yidden were commanded? Tziva b'shiluach hatmeim en amachna. The Yidden is the first tzivoy. Tzavis b'nei yitznovi yishalchum en amachna. The first thing was Tumas Mikdash. Why? Shehi amachna kadosh. Because the Eibush is saying, make sure the machna remains kadosh. V'roi shetishu b'shchina. So be roi l'ashroi s'ashchina. If a tamei walks into the Beis HaMikdash on some level, the Shekhinah has no place over there. On some level, right, then you start getting involved in sugyas and kedusha rishayin and all these different inyanim. But the bottom line is that as long as we keep it kadosh, then the Eibushter has a bias. But the minute we go ahead and we make it tameh, now that's why the first sivui says to Ramban, achash ha'ekim ha'mishkan, was siva b'shiluach hatmeim en amachne. When the Yid got kapara for Tumas Mikdash v'kadosh, essentially what's happening is we're being oikir the pgam, we're being oikir the chet. Now all of a sudden, the bias is a bias where the Eibushter could have a dira, there could be a shechina b'tachtoinim. Now all of a sudden the kachin, the lechem alekav, all of a sudden it's a hotah tahira. The yisoid of why the seer izem echad lechatos operated in this vein is related to the fact. It's related to the fact, maybe, lule de mistafina, that the musif is a hisofa to the tamid, and the tamid, like the Abar Benel said, is karboni, is lachmi, it's reach nichoichi, and if that's the case, everything associated with the tamid and the musaf has to be kol kuloi, not thinking about ourselves, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Samachzich, a Yid sometimes made a mess in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, and a Yid sometimes contaminated the food of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not even Klapi me. It's Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for that, in the Karban Musaf, which is a chelik of the Karban Tamid, we have this Aisafah. What's this Aisafah? The series of Echel HaKadosh. And just to add one more knech, and I think this is a raya that maybe this is Emes Lamitai. I'm not sure if it's Lulei de Mistafina or Emes Lamitai, but I think this knech makes it a shtickle Emes Lamitai. And that is, we saw in the Sugyas that in addition to all the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, that the series in Echel Echatos was Mechapa for. There was one more little chet that the series in Echel Echatos was Mechapa for. And that is Reish Lakish's memory. Reish Lakish said in Shavuos Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Man Nishtana Sar Shal Rosh Chodesh Shnema Bay Lashem Amra Kodesh Baruch Hu Sar Zeh Yehei Kapara Olai Shemi Atati Esai Yoreach. Now this Gemara is way above our pay grade, but there's one time in the entire Torah where you find an Indian where Kaviyocha Kodesh Baruch Hu needs a carbon, and the Eibishter needs a kapara for the Miyata Yoreach. Again, way above our pay. We have no idea what this means. But the bottom line is the Eibushter needs a kapara for Miyata Yoreach. And where does the Eibushter get the kapara? It's daika from the Musaf. For the Musaf is the Eibushter's carbon, like Dab Arbanel said. It's mamish what it is. It's Savas Bnei Yisrael, V'yamarta Aleim, Es Karboni, Lachmi, Le'ichai, Reach, Nichoichi. You know, I took another look at the Abar Benel. And when I looked at the Abar Benel now, just this last time, I saw he added one line that didn't make a roshan the last time. He says as follows, Aval Atmidim, Shein biyichud ve'etzem ve'emes karboni hamiyuchid li lechem chuki shebavura mashchino shayru b'neihem. It's because of them that the shchino shayru b'neihem. K'moy sheniskar, like the pasuk says in Shemois, v'kidashti es oyo moyed v'shachanti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. The whole tachlis of the Karban Tamid was to allow the shchino to be here. It makes so much sense that during the musiv, which is a chelik of the Tamid, where you're bringing a chatos, the chatos should be mechapran tumas mikdash v'kadosh, which like the Ramban said, gets in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mashresh shchinosoi b'soichenu. Either way, shtagi b'zoicha to the day where we won't just have to learn the sugyas of kachin, be able to bring the carbon for the Eibushter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mashresh shchinosoi b'soichenu. And here be amenu, amen.